you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school soccer here on this edition of the Coach's Corner. Soccer season unfortunately came to an end for the Emory Spartans last week, as they fell victim to an upset, falling to Union by a final score of 1-0. Joining us right now to recap that game and talk about the entire season, we have Coach Troy Winter over the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure to get you back on. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate your time today and everything as well, too. Well,
absolutely, Coach. Love talking about the soccer team. And unfortunately, this is kind of the season wrap-up interview, because last week, soccer season came to a close with a 1-0 defeat at the hands of the Union Cougars. I'm going to go ahead and call it an upset, Coach. I mean, we're talking about a Region 15 champion here. However, that region, the Region 14 has proven to be a pretty decent region all in all, considering that American Leadership and Delta are still in the state tournament, but still, nonetheless, a 1-0 loss for Emory.
Yeah, correct. Union come out, even though their record, I don't think, exemplified the quality soccer team that they were. They are a very good soccer team as well, too. And, you know, we've met them a couple times, and we knew how tough they were. And I really think across the board, even though the records show a little bit differently, I think that everybody was pretty even, for the most part and stuff. So, in the state tournament.
I know, talking to you last week, you said Union's a very similar team to what you guys want to do. They're going to do a lot of similar things. And talking to you after the game, Coach, you said they scored that first goal. They went to 8 defensemen, and that was very difficult to get through.
You know, it was. Tactically, they come out and they had a goal in mind, and that was to try to get on the board first and then, kind of play defense. They knew that our attack was there and our goal was there and everything. Unfortunately, we were just unable to get it taken care of there. So,
Coach, at times in this game, I mean, how close were you guys to actually putting in the equalizer offensively? What were some of the things that did work but unfortunately came up short?
You know, there was actually many opportunities throughout the game. I mean, we had several opportunities and stuff and everything, and things went really, really well. Our ball control, moving the ball out and then bringing it back into attacking formation and stuff. We was trying to get them to bite on coming out so we could maybe chip a ball over the top, and they wouldn't bite. They strategically had set a plan, and that's what their plan was, and it worked for them.
Hey, and in all fairness to Union, it's probably very difficult to stick to a plan like that. I mean, win a 1-0 ball game, especially when you're being tempted, that shows some discipline on their end.
It definitely was, and stuff like that. So, they come in with a game plan, and like I said, we had faced each other before. It was a tight game, but we, were really playing at our peak and everything, and stuff. So we were, playing well and doing good and everything like that.
I think, Coach, in looking at the way the season kind of wrapped up, and this is, I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer here. I've talked to coaches in other sports that say they would rather go into a tournament, a tournament ending where you have suffered a loss, you're not riding a large winning streak, and you guys actually had that with a setback to Manti. I mean, so it wasn't as if you guys were on this incredible 8 or 9 game winning streak. I mean, you had suffered a setback. Were the kids mentally prepared for this game?
That's one of the things that we noticed as well, too, is I really think that we were playing really good soccer up to that point, and I really feel that we played good soccer, that night, but we were extremely tight. They weren't very loose. They weren't, I think the nerves of being number one in region, going in, we always know that there's always an upset, not wanting to be that upset, just a few factors like that kind of played in, and, was just a little bit more difficult for us, and stuff as far as, lack of maybe experience, lack of playoff experience moving past the first round, kind of our Achilles, heel right now, moving past the first round. So
everybody wants to play host to the first round matchup, second round matchup. Everybody wants home field. But we were talking about this in baseball this past weekend as well. In playing host to a state tournament game comes some added pressure. I mean, that's just a fact.
Absolutely. You know, and I was so very grateful. We had our stands were packed. We had a huge support from the community. It was under the lights. It was a night game. And I really honestly feel that that pressure was there as well, too. You know, there was some added pressure there with that and everything. It was really kind of difficult to lose on your home field. It's always a little bit easier maybe to go somewhere else and be the upsetter instead of being upset.
Kim, we're being joined right now by Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer team. Coach, when you go back and you look at the season, obviously the first goal was to win a region championship, and this team accomplished that. I mean, so right off of the bat, you did accomplish the number one goal, and I think that's the goal for everyone when you start a season. Be region champions.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, as we look back and as we discuss things that, you know, Monday at practice we got together and stuff as a team and kind of discussed, you know, what we want to do moving forward and how things are and everything. You know, that was our goal, was actually a region championship, and they, you know, they achieved that goal. You know, they don't give out region champions to everybody. You know, you have to show some consistency, some good play throughout the season. Some teams you have to beat twice. Some teams you have to beat, you know, one time and get some help. Whatever the case may be, I'm extremely proud of how these guys played this year, and where the program's headed, the confidence that we're gaining and the momentum that we're gaining, and going to continue to work hard and, you know, strive for daily. So
it's obviously easier said to accept that at the end of the day when your season comes to a close. What was the mentality like of the boys now that the dust has kind of settled? Have you had a chance to talk with them?
We have. You know, they're all a little bit disappointed as well, too. They know that, you know, we had a unique opportunity, and we missed that opportunity. You know, they know that. They understand that. That being said, though, you know, fortunately, we're not done. We're moving forward. We're headed, you know, in the right direction. You know, we've got a tournament here in 3 weeks, you know, over in Price, and then we'll just keep on moving forward as, you know, as that goes, and you know, keep on working and getting better. And we've got some kids that are soccer players. That's all they do, and they're looking forward to moving forward, you know, moving on. So.
It is important to note that once Union defeated Emory, they went on and gave ALA all they could handle in the second round. And so when you look across the board, there's a lot of parity. I mean, we really only had two games in that first round that were massive blowouts, three games that were massive blowouts in that first round. For the most part, they've been very closely contested. This new 3A classification seems to have worked. The realignment seems to have worked.
You know, yeah, I'm actually really pleased with it, you know, and stuff as well, too. You know, I don't have anything, you know, negative to say about that at all or anything. There's a lot of good, you know, competition within each region and stuff. And, you know, and as far as the classifications, I think they're set up really well as well, too. And there's good competition throughout. You know, we have an opportunity to have good competition, and teams are only getting better. You know, that's the other thing. You know, we're all going to continue to get better. The goal and moving forward is to get better. And I think every team in every region is working that way, you know. And my hat's off to Union. You know, they come in and they performed and they done what they needed to do. It was a very interesting game against ALA. We had the opportunity to talk with the coach, and, you know, with his game plan, I knew what he was doing going into that game as well, too. So sometimes tactics, you know, are extremely important, you know, when you play soccer. So.
Coach, we have four teams left: Judge, Delta, ALA, and Morgan. I asked you off the cuff who you thought would be the front runner here. You like Judge coming out of that group of four.
You know, I do. Judge's ball movement, we just watch them on video and stuff. Their ball movement and their control of the field is really good. I think that they, you know, they obviously they can't look past, you know, Delta. Delta's a really unique team, and they're big and physical, and they play until the end. You know, so it's going to be a tough game for them. We watched Morgan a week ago, and we played them as well, too. Morgan's a really good soccer team, and ALA. But, you know, I think Judge has got the upper hand. I think they've got a little bit more experience, and they got a little bit more, you know, what I call swagger. You know, they're that confidence, that, you know, that swagger of being able to go out and perform. They don't get too uptight. They don't get too nervous. They just go out and play soccer.
Coach, let's look ahead for this program, and what's the off season have in store for Emory Soccer?
You know, we're actually off season is getting started. We'll actually give the boys a week off this week. They take the week off, and then we get started, you know, next week, ready for tournaments over Memorial Weekend. We've got a couple 3v3 events that are going to be coming up that they're going to be involved in, and they're moving forward. They want to get going. So at the end of May, the month of June, we'll be busy with soccer. We're going to take July off, and then we'll get started back in August, you know, for those that, you know, do, you know, soccer full time. So that's the thing that I'm most excited about, is we have a squad of boys that play soccer. And so our program is going to continue to grow and to continue to get better. And, you know, that nucleus of athletes will continue to, you know, to get better as far as the soccer team goes.
Is it making it easier to coach a soccer team here in the Castle Country? I mean, we've seen such rapid growth in the sport. Is your job getting easier by the year?
Most definitely. And it's something that I am extremely proud in, you know, in how these boys work, you know, from our JV squad to our varsity squad. They understand the game of soccer. Their soccer IQ is getting better. So it makes it a lot easier when we do tactical things and we shape, you know, change up, you know, shapes or, you know, dimensions or anything like that as far as, you know, what we're playing. It's easy to do because they understand what's going on. You know, that being said, they're getting used to me as a coach as well too. You know, our program is 5 years old, a brand new soccer coach and myself as far as the high school ranks. They're getting to know me, to know my temperament, to know my, you know, my expectations and what I expect, and you know, moving forward, and the love that I have for the game and my willingness to do whatever's necessary to help them be successful, you know, on the soccer field.
Coach, also we have to mention that the Emory soccer team is also represented by an individual on the academic all-state squad, and that's always important because these kids are student athletes first, and so it's nice to see Emory soccer getting some love there as well, with James being selected to the academic all-state team.
Absolutely, and he is, you know, I mean, on and off the soccer field, he is quality. He is a quality young man. He's a quality soccer player, and he's a quality student. His academics, he's always shined. You know, his ethics, you know, on the soccer field and off the soccer field have been great. And he is a perfect example. I mean, he voted a team captain this year, and he's a perfect example of a good captain and a good leader. And I'm extremely proud, and you know, my association with him and everything as well too.
Well, Coach, it's been fun to talk about the Emory soccer team throughout the season. Thank you so much for always making time for us, and I know we'll be talking again real soon.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it, and all your help and all your support and everything, and the county and you know, the residents of Emory County and Carbon County for all their support with soccer. Thank you.
That's Coach Troy Winter of the Emory Sport and Soccer Team, recapping the 2018 season, which went by in a hurry. Congratulations to the Spartans on their Region 15 championship. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have another guest joining us over the phone when we return. We are going to talk to author Galen White. He's the author of the new book, Singles and Smiles, How Artie Wilson Broke Baseball's Color Barrier. This is going to be a very interesting conversation. The book is out, and if you're unfamiliar with Artie Wilson, you're definitely going to want to listen to this interview, because Artie Wilson very easily could have been Jackie Robinson. It's a fun conversation. I'm looking forward to it. Author Galen White will join us to talk about his new book, Singles and Smiles, when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.